Hello and welcome to King. Oh wait, did you not clap?
No, I did. I just said the word. I'm sorry.
That's where we're starting the episode.
Hello and welcome to Keto. Oh fuck, I got really got a shit. Hold on.
Like for real?
I'm gonna guess by that silence that the answer is yes.
I think this is the funniest thing that's ever happened on our fucking podcast.
That has to be the start of the episode.
Like somebody saying I have to shit and leaving isn't that funny. Everybody else immediately going, wait, is this a bit? And them not answering is very funny.
I knew immediately this wasn't a bit.
Yeah.
I know Lena well enough that if she says, oh, if she says she has to shit and it sounds like she's about to walk away, that's exactly what's happening.
Oh, Christ and a half.
All right, so let's April Fool's joke Lena and just all introduce ourselves as characters from other things.
Just how so?
Just without discussing it, just start being like, yeah, hi, I'm Nathan, I'm going to be playing Herlock Sholmes.
Okay, got it.
Hello, I'm MP Barbicane from
Hello and welcome to Forgotten Eras, the where we are now a Phoenix Wright fan cast.
Yes. Hi, I'm Isaiah. I use he and they pronouns, and I'll be playing Athena Sykes, the Light. Nathan, I left the spot of Apollo Justice open to you.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Agnes Blackquill. That's not his name.
All right, roll it.
Hi, back. I'm Mom.
Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, an actual play podcast set in the universe of Kingdom Hearts. 8 years before the events of Birth by Sleep, we're playing a game called Interstitial Hearts Intertwined, made by Robbie Hopkins. You can find them at River Ibert on Twitter. I'm Lena. I use she, her, and they, them pronouns, and y'all, I just got done with a big...
Lena! They don't need to know that.
We could have cut out the initial beginning of the recording, but now that you said that, we have to leave it in.
We have to leave it in. It's the cold open.
Hi, I'm Isaiah. I use he and they pronouns, and I'm playing as Salus, using the playbook The Prodigy.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm going to be playing as Xalertus, the Knucklehead.
Hi, I'm Rem. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm going to be playing as Asa, the Lost.
Hello, I am Vale. I use he, they pronouns, and I will be playing Nyx, the
Mystic?
Mystic?
The Mystic! We use they, them pronouns.
Hello, my name is Theodore Monk, playing Zeneca, the Chosen. My pronouns are he, him, her pronouns is she, her, and my superpower is I can make people shit when I want them to.
Oh no!
It was you.
It was you.
Oh, hold up, guys. I'll be
right
back.
You cost me everything.
Nathan, you're too close to the truth. Why don't you take a breather?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, hang on, guys. For some reason, I have this sudden urge to shit. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. I aimed my psychic energy at the wrong person.
You missed.
So, what happened last time?
Last time, we frogs. All became frogs.
And we rode a gator.
Asa's a very cute frog, just in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah.
I was not.
I was.
I had no doubts.
Zeneca's probably poisonous.
Oh, that's right.
Or venomous? Is it venomous?
Let's just go with toxic.
Toxic.
They are called a poison
and she's
dark
frog.
I see what has happened here.
I see anyway. That you and I are Dunyan rings.
We met Tiana and Naveen, and also two other characters.
Ray and Lewis.
And Toad is looking at us ominously.
Oh, yeah. Right! I forgot about that!
Technically, we don't know, but I
We don't know if they're Toad. All we know is they are a Toad.
Asa has already offered to murder Facilier multiple times without thinking about the implications of, I'm a frog?
Yeah.
I'd hey, like do you that. Want me to kill that guy? Because I'll totally kill that guy for you.
I'll totally.
Like, Trips is a tadpole.
Yeah, Trips is a tadpole. That was the most important thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you all were going to see Mama Odie.
And Daddy Garfield.
So you all, after, you know, a while of traveling in the bayou, you make your way to Mama Odie's house, which is kind of, I think I remember it being like a shack in the bayou sort of thing.
It was like a stilt house, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was one of those.
Hmm, nice digs. That was my attempt at a croak.
Right, it's a boat in a tree.
Oh, damn. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I actually thought, well, wasn't it a boat? And I was like, no, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, no, it's a boat.
Trust your instincts.
Well, this place looks cozy.
Like I said, nice digs.
Oh, sweet. We live in a ship, too.
I mean, I'd like to defy God and put a boat in a tree, the exact opposite of a place it's meant to be.
I don't think that's defying God exactly.
Zeneca, when did you start rhyming? This world's a bad influence.
Well, you know. Gotta win in Rome.
What's Rome?
That carries so many implications. We can't unpack that. We can't unpack that.
Actually, I take that back. She does know what Rome is.
I can't wait to meet the car pope.
There's got to be a Disney movie set in Rome.
I wish I had known about the
Yeah, Cars 2, which has the car pope. Yeah,
Cars 2.
Oh, right.
Cars 2 has the car pope in a pope mobile, implying that the car pope has been attempted assassination before.
I'm more intrigued by the fact that it implies a great schism 1,000 years prior in the Cars universe.
this is true.
Car enough. Jesus.
So can I establish that Salus has canonically been to the Cars world?
You can now. I think this entire journey here. Nyx has been trying to talk with Tiana and trying to learn about her life in general.
Okay, yeah. I mean, she's told you essentially what happens up to the plot of the movie. Like, she's talked about her parents and how she really wants to get into the restaurant business and open her own place. I think I remember her being really good at making... those fucking biscuit
beignets.
Things that are...
Beignets. Biscuits?!
I was trying to
Did you say beignets?
No, I said...
They are beignets.
Yeah, beignets. They're beignets.
Beignets, but... they're beignets.
No.
No, that's a short sequence.
No, that's a knife. You put on the end of a gun.
Rem, are you... Rem, I need to know. Guys, we can cut this part, but Rem, I really need to know if you're serious about, like... Or are you making fun of the French language?
This is not a fucking bit.
It's beignets! Because it's Wait. French!
I thought that was the thing you put on a toilet.
Those are bidets.
We can't do this.
Rem, where are you going? Rem legitimately just left the fucking room.
We have Rem the remainder of 2 months of repressed jokes to get out.
Welcome back, Rem.
So Tiana's telling us about making beignets.
Yeah. It's just like she dreams of opening a restaurant and stuff like that.
Oh,
that's sick.
I could see myself opening up like a small cafe one day.
Well, anyone who's a good cook is okay by me.
Oh, so we've got to go back and get Kronk.
Also, that explains how you and Ember got together.
Was that? Salus, were you in Ember?
Yeah. We trained together.
Salus, you know that's not what I mean. I'm going to grab, if it's okay with Nathan, I'm going to grab grab Solaris's, like, foot? Frog foot? Is that what we decided that's what they are?
Yes.
The digits? Well,
digits are the fingers.
Digits is the fucking fingers.
You should just say hand, because otherwise I think you're like reaching down on the ground and turning topside.
I was imagining Nick's picking up Solaris by the foot and just holding him upside down.
I was too.
That would be awful. Nick wouldn't do that, probably.
Probably.
He just holds him up by the hand, then, in the air, since he's a large bullfrog.
Yeah.
What's the question? Taps. Sorry, go ahead.
What's the question?
Weren't you dating?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that was
Asa hard. Has been nodding emphatically in the background this entire time. Like, yes! Yes, they literally were.
And the fact that your first inference was, were you training and not were you dating, also explains how you two got together.
We were inseparable when we were young, before we got separated.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Naveen just says, that's rough, buddy.
That is rough. So that means you are a single.
No, that's not. We're not.
Naveen would absolutely Naveen react that way.
However, we've made it to Mama Odie. So unless Nyx has accidentally been cramping Naveen's style the entire way here, Naveen's sort of like starting to like dig on Tiana.
Yeah.
I definitely imagine Nyx's mere presence would be enough to intimidate someone like Naveen.
That is fair. Hello, I'm sincerely interested in your interests.
Y'all want to check out this boat?
Yeah, yeah, so you can turn us back into humans, right?
Can we jump that high?
Well, there's one fast way to find out.
Fuck yeah.
And Salus jumps.
You were able to jump that high, I think.
Oh, holy shit.
I mean, Lewis walked in. Lewis was in there.
Yeah.
Can alligators climb trees?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I regret asking. I wish I didn't know.
They have really good claws.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Alligators can climb trees. They just choose not to.
Yeah, basically. It sucks getting down.
I'm going to have to live the rest of my life with that knowledge.
Maybe it'll save you one day when you can choose to expend energy on staying running or climbing. You'll know that the correct answer
climbing
is
not necessarily the incorrect answer, but climbing a tree specifically is probably the incorrect answer, because they could climb that.
What you want to do is climb one tree and then jump to the other one.
What's to stop it from just climbing the other tree?
Just jump back to the first one.
I thought you were going to say, what's to stop it from jumping after you? And I was like, no.
They can't jump.
Alligators can actually snake fly.
Actually, alligators can jump.
We have to get through this.
I'm so sorry that I started this.
So Mama Odie's house, you're in there. It's nice. It's definitely a little, like, kooky looking.
Y'all smell incense?
Yeah, there's like, you know, some...
I smell food.
Oh, yeah. What is...
Frog leg gumbo.
She's making gumbo!
Sorry, what kind of gumbo did you say?
I said frog leg gumbo.
She's not making frog leg gumbo.
Just checking, because everybody got excited.
I assume it's like shrimp gumbo.
Yeah.
Like most gumbo is.
So as with Lewis, I'm not going to try to do her accent. I am instead just going to do like, hello!
No. Please talk over me.
Please do it.
She's like,
do it.
Hello. Hello. How is everyone? Wait, who are you people? Animals? I guess you're animals.
Can we?
Wait, no, she can't see. She's blind.
Prompts? Yeah, I was about to say she can't see, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she's.
Can we summon our Keyblades as frogs?
Yes, you can.
But they're okay. Normal size.
So I jump onto the edge of the gumbo pot, pull out my Keyblade, and I'm like, "Where's Dr. Facilier?"
probably in the city.
Oh, how do I get there?
I don't know. I'm bad with directions. I'm blind.
We wanted to find the lady first before we found the guy.
Wait, did the plan change? I thought we were here to kill the guy.
Well, yeah, but we have to be people first. You remember?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're threatening literally the exact wrong person, Asa. Put away the fucking Keyblade.
Also, hi, we're frogs. Can you make that change, please? Hi, yes. Hello.
Well, is being human again what you want or what you need?
A bit of both, I think.
Solaris is stunned to utter silence.
I don't really... It feels like a trip question, because it's definitely both, right?
Is it?
Like, I mean, want to be a human again, and I feel like I probably need that, too.
Nyx is gonna raise a hand and be like, I want to know where my friend is, but...
I thought Nyx was gonna be like, well, first off, I'm a nobody, not a human.
Nope, he's like, I want to know where my friend is so I can beat the crap out of him and make him come home.
Who's your friend? I could find him for you. Maybe? Oh, I don't know.
His name is Ember. He has dark hair. He is kind of, like, prissy, but, like, in an okay way. You know,
if he's here, there's a chance he's also a frog. Just like logically speaking, because we became frogs when we came here.
He's not very fun.
He cooks good though.
He's an excellent cook.
Has he ever made gumbo?
Has he? I don't think so.
What's gumbo?
Like a stew.
Well, he makes
Lena,
stew.
Lena looks up gumbo.
I think it's a stew, right? It's a soup. Yeah, it's classified as a soup, apparently.
I've seen it called both a soup and a stew.
Okay,
a soup.
It's fucking delicious, is what it is.
God, it looks so. I've never had gumbo before, but it looks so tasty. What?
Podcast canceled. We're getting gumbo.
I feel like Ember's probably made gumbo for y'all.
Okay.
In case that helps drive the plot forward.
Zeneca just pauses in a moment of self-introspection with the golden lines glowing. It's like, how are we always this bad at introducing ourselves?
If you make gumbo in the Lanes Between Worlds, is it Gummybo? Oh,
I rest my case.
Hey, so we can't talk about the Lanes Between Worlds!
No, that was out of character! Jesus, Nyx!
I can't that believe you guys think so Ember is no questions. Fun.
I mean, Ember you saw it. He's fun? Changed since he was younger. When I met him, he was full of life, and then he kept failing, and failing, and failing, and failing, and failing.
Well, you know, failure is a part of life.
Yeah.
But maybe too much failure is not the best.
Can I roll Heart Link with this lady?
Yeah.
I want to roll a Dark Link.
Why? I need a Mastery Link.
Because I think Seneca's already kind of tired of this faux philosophizing.
Okay,
I need a Mastery Link because clearly she accepts failure much better than I do.
So I accidentally said +4 instead of +3, but that's okay because it's still a full success.
Yeah, still full success.
How do you spell her name?
Mama Odie. Oh, it's O D I E. I like how I was okay. Like, how do you spell her name? And I was like, you get a heart link.
I was about to say I'd like to roll a light link, but I have too many.
So I gained 2 experience and level up, but I did fail that roll.
Yeah. So that
you can make a move if you want, and also what link do I get?
You get a heart link.
Oh, interesting. And yeah, you can take a hard move. And I'm gonna look for my advancement.
Bali, you get a mastery link.
Cool.
And Remy also get a mastery link.
Asa's mastery link is very much because she's like, wow, this lady accepts failure way better than I do.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna ramp up my light by one.
I am going to shoot for a mastery link. I failed. It was my worst
link to roll with,
so I got 2 experience, and what link do I get?
You get a hard link.
Lane is just amassing hard moves.
Yeah, so as you're talking, you kind of notice that all of your shadows are moving on their own.
Again?
Oh, God damn it, not again.
I stabbed my shadow.
This has happened to you guys before, too?
Yes. Last time a duck did it.
Asa has already stabbed her own shadow.
Okay, roll, strike with intent.
Taking no chances. You see, here's the thing,
That's
does this not work on me because my shadow is already alive and my friend?
You have a second. You now have another shadow. So you get another shadow. Asa's shadow is dead, but the rest of your shadows have all left your bodies now, and they're up and looking kind of spooky.
Mama Odie's like, "What's going on?"
Mama Odie's like, "I don't see anything, so it's fine."
Yeah, it's fine. Just keep cooking, Mama Odie. We'll talk to you in like a second.
She's like, "Okay."
If you hear the sounds of combat, that's just a TV show that's on.
Wait, do we have TV yet? What? We are. I think we're in the 20s, aren't we?
Yeah, I think you're in the 20s.
Oh, that's just a somebody's doing theater outside.
It's a radio play.
She pretends to believe you.
Yeah, she pretends to believe you.
Shakespeare in the Park, but like way in the park.
Remind me what convince somebody is again, real quick.
It is.
I kill Solaritus' shadow.
No! I'm
gonna do it again.
I'm gonna do it again. At some point, they're gonna stop. They're gonna realize this doesn't work on me.
You hit the wrong button.
Dollar sign roll.
It just cuts to Yokuba and Nalia, like just kind of like pacing the room. And Yokuba's like, "So yeah, we're gonna fucking stop doing the shadow things. We just keep giving them allies."
Yeah. So your shadow kind of like gives you that like friendly nod.
Can I roll to lock my light link with Solaritus?
Yes.
So I don't want to make friends with my shadow, but I want to scare it into fighting the rest of the shadows.
Okay. I think that's convince somebody again.
Okay.
The two different approaches to diplomacy.
Can I convince you that it's a convince somebody with dark?
Yes, you can.
By the way, a 7 does not lock it, right?
Yeah, 7 does not lock it.
This is a little bit less, you gotta dig a little bit deeper, and a little bit more, won't you shake a poor sinner's hand?
Yeah.
No! I'm gonna use a link. I have so many fucking links.
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you have enough links there.
Let's see.
That is such an easy read.
So many of them are locked. What the fuck?
The power of a mystic.
That's fair.
Lena was a shadow completely, so I'm gonna use Lena's link to.
God, I read Sawn as Sans, and I was like, "What?" Okay, that's a partial success.
Ooh.
So that means they'll do it, but need some clear assurance or evidence first.
Can I attack another shadow?
Yeah, that's the pistol I was thinking.
That's a pretty clear assurance.
So give me a strike with intent.
Yep. Which other shadow are you striking?
Is it only our shadows, or is it also Tiana, Naveen's, Mama Odie's?
Naveen's. It's everyone's shadows.
Wait, there's an alligator shadow?
There is a giant alligator shadow. I feel like probably not Mama Odie's, though, and the reason is because, I feel like she would have voodoo protection magic.
Yeah.
She's also a Keyblade Master, as established. Granted, so is one of us, but...
As far as I'm concerned, Nyx considers himself a Keyblade Master.
Two of us.
I think I'm striking out at Lewis's shadow.
Alright.
What up?
That is... So, pick two.
Deal great harm and defend myself from harm.
Okay, yeah. So,
the old classics.
You stab into the large Lewis shadow, and it actually still stays there, but it's looking kind of hurt now, and the other one just immediately swings at, let's say, Salus' shadow and gets rid of it.
Salus' shadow is gone?
Yeah.
I feel like Salus was about to try and, like, talk some sense into her shadows, like how Solaris did it, and then it just dies, and so she just shuts her mouth.
Oops.
So I know this isn't a good thing to say, but Nyx is going to come out with the power of darkness. And then continue fighting!
What?
He's gonna look at Salus and be like, the power of darkness, and continue fighting.
Jesus.
Because that's what's gonna make friends with Salus, definitely.
Can I lock my Dark Link with Nyx?
You can try.
Yeah, I could sure try. It's a minus two.
So, is Lewis's shadow still standing?
Yeah.
Cool. Can I respond to that by saying, oh yeah, good idea, and casting Dark Fire over at it?
Sure.
Dark Fire?
Yeah, the thing Riku does.
So, I hate to correct you, but it's called Dark Fire Raga.
Even better.
But I have to imagine there's...
Is way better.
Yeah.
Also, I have failed my link roll, and I have gained an advancement.
I would like to inflict harm and have no unintended consequences and ignore defenses.
Okay. Yeah, you...
Just a big honking, like, dark fireball.
Yeah. It does deal damage, but it kind of glances off of the giant shadow all the same.
No, but I ignored defenses!
But he still has a little bit more damage he can take, so I didn't want to just kill him immediately.
So I have a move I want to do. Oh, but first, Lane, are you taking a hard move from Isaiah's fuck up?
I've taken too many. I think I'm just gonna let that one slide.
So I want to related to my move, because the Firefly guy Ray showed up, right?
Yeah.
Because remember we talked about you were specifically not gonna try doing occasion.
Is Ray's shadow there too?
Yeah, Ray's shadow is there.
Would he have a shadow? Because he literally glows.
Yeah, okay.
He would negate his own shadow.
I'll give that to you.
Ray's shadow is a legend. Ray's shadow legend.
Hey, no product placement on this podcast unless they pay us.
Yeah.
That's correct. I love this Gatorade. So first off, I want to do something involving Ray, but I need to read because I forgot his name, so I looked up Firefly Princess and the Frog, and... The introductory paragraph for, like, who he is as a character includes the phrase, Ray has an unrequited love for the Evening Star, which I like because it implies it could be requited. Like, instead of just saying he loves the Evening Star, he's fallen in love with the Evening Star, it's unrequited, as though the Evening Star could love him back. But
Ray,
I think...
I'm going to play Ray as the unrequited.
What I would like Zeneca to do is I think she remembers how things went back in Duckburg. where they were able to counter some of the shadows with just with some very bright light. And so I think she looks at her shadow, looks up at Rey, looks up at her shadow, and then looks up at Rey and tags him with her tongue and uses and slams him down on her shadow.
That's so mean!
I'll just give that to you. You. Because that's so creative. You kill your shadow, and he's just like, whoa, hey!
Sorry about that. Oh, I really don't like that.
I've accidentally tasted a firefly before, and it is not a pleasant flavor.
How do you taste like rancid frosted flakes?
How do you know what frosted flakes are?
Ember's made them before.
All right,
that raises so many questions.
So, as for shadows left, there is Tiana, Naveen's, Lewis's is still up, and
Nyx's is like Nyx's is still standing,
and Solaritus is friends with the shadow again.
I have two of them now.
I need to introduce you to your brother.
Salus is moping because she has zero. Someone killed hers.
All right, so who wants to go next? Apparently no one.
I'll do a thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna strike with intent some of the remaining non-alligator shadow. No.
I like how Slared is like, I'm gonna befriend my shadow and kill everyone else.
My shadow is the only one that gets to live.
Fuck, you're right. Now I'm in a moral quandary. What have you done?
You kind of backed yourself into an.
I'm sorry.
I can do something if you want.
Yeah, someone else go.
What's the name of the firefly again? I've already forgotten.
It's Rey.
Rey. I'm gonna cast magic on him.
Oh, okay.
What?
Let's see. What stat is this again?
Oh, master? It's gonna suck if you fuck this up.
Yeah. It's fine. I got a 9. You know what? I'll re-roll.
You want those no unintended consequences, huh?
I definitely don't want this man to suffer at my hands. get out of here, Prince Levine.
Don't you mean your feet?
Get out of here, Prince Levine. I don't need you in my life.
Okay. So, I got the exact same roll.
Oops.
So, I guess there are going to be some unintended consequences. Whoops. Anyway, I think this is either open something or creating an illusion. Basically, I'm going to buff his light. I'm going to boost the ability of his lightning situation.
So, you do that, and the way it ends up happening is he just gets really big.
No!
Yes.
That was not what I was expecting!
Oh, yes. I'd say he is about, like,
Lewis a little
size? He's I'd say he's about Nick's size right now.
Perfect.
Wait. Oh,
the
fuck.
The frog or the person?
Hold on. Can he be a little bit bigger? I want to ride him.
He's a little bit bigger, yes.
This is the worst and best thing.
I ride him like a cowboy.
How does this affect the shadows in the room?
It gets rid of most of them, I'd say.
So, remind me what defend from harm is again.
It is light.
I'm gonna defend my shadows from harm.
Fair.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Did you take the one with you?
Yeah, I think your other shadow's still on the ship.
Yeah, I think it's on the ship.
Okay. Alright.
God, we are collecting the weirdest fucking menagerie of fucked up things.
So
first we make a house our pet.
Now we have. Well, I still have to. I'm gonna burn. I have so many links.
Yeah, you do.
I'm gonna burn my Shadow Solaritus link. To reroll that one.
So, Salus is going to fly by Nyx and go, "That's the power of light."
All right, Salus is on.
Right now. You know what? You know what? I want to change my life with Salus from dark to heart.
Okay. And that pushes it up to a partial success. You can either expose yourself to danger or I make a move.
both are bad. But I don't know how you're going to expose me to danger, so I want it to be that just to see how you're going to try.
Yeah, okay. Wow. I'll say the Lewis shadow, like, bites at your ankle while it's fading away. So you take a harm.
Okay. I dived on top of Shadow Solaris.
Okay. Fale, you get a heart link with Salus, and Theo...
And I want to use Leaf Bracer to take one harm because I really want to lock this link. Okay. Because I think Zeneca very much enjoys the plan that Salus has undertaken. I think she really appreciates that plan. She's like, "Holy shit, she did my thing, but even cooler."
Salus is like, "Yes, plan."
So as the fight is winding down, Mama Oni's like, "Do you guys want some post-fight gumbo?"
Well, first, guys, this shit usually happened when there was either a Heartless or, like, one of the people who wants to kill us in the area.
Oh yeah,
I don't think it's Lewis because he has no reason to have brought us here if he's gonna fuck us up. Don't think it's Ray because he just killed them all for us.
Also high.
Who's high?
Oh, same voice for both of them.
And so I think Zeneca's frog finger like angles toward Mama Odie and starts wagging like, "Do you do something, old lady?"
No, I don't really. Well, actually, I don't know what happened. What happened?
I wouldn't have needed the shadows to kill you. And she just summons her keyblade. If I wanted you dead, you'd be dead.
Well, so I assume you tell her, like, the shadow thing. She's like, "Oh, no, I don't really mess with the shadows much."
I mean, well, who does?
Dr. Facilier, I believe, does.
The Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man. Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know, I did not put two and two together, but that does make sense.
Well, is he here? How did the does he know we're here?
I'm going to fly out of the boat and see if I can scout somebody. Like,
and
somebody. I'm going to threaten.
I was about to say someone should just deep dive.
I have never deep dived. I don't think I want to try and deep dive.
Okay,
I recommend it. Asking questions is really helpful.
Yeah, 2d6 plus 1. I got a 9, so I get one question.
Okay.
What here is not as it seems?
You see one of the shadows that you defeated kind of worming its way back away out of the boat.
Hey guys, you see that?
No, Mama Odie says.
Follow that shadow.
Yeah, okay.
Follow that, damn it.
I'm still riding Ray, by the way.
Okay.
You accidentally kill it trying to follow it.
No, the light is off.
I did not think this through. you just conk Ray on his head and the light goes out.
I ratatouille him.
We'll be back for your gumbo later. Thank you for the offer, though. And Solaris just kind of follows after the shadow.
Okay. Thanks, Mama Odie. You've been literally no help thus far, but we'll be back.
Okay, also, have Naveen kiss a princess so we'll turn human again.
What?
It's too late, you're already far away. She says as you're, like, not moving.
Mama Obi, you can literally hear if we're leaving or not.
You're totally gone right now.
Wait, hold on. Were Naveen and, like, Tiana there to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they might have just been chilling still, like... underneath the boat.
No, they were in the boat with you guys.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Let's Lewis lead the way. Let's get going.
He's like, okay. And he leads you outside, and you see the shadow continue to snaking its way through the bayou.
I thought it was a frog.
Shine a frog in his way through the bayou. Shit. Funny man. Funny man.
It's like snaking, but there's occasional like hop motions.
Yeah. So you see it, and it seems to be heading towards the city you see off in the distance.
That's the direction of the Shadow Man, right?
Yeah, that's where he is.
Who said that?
Naveen.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I guess we should follow it?
Let's get going, y'all.
Yeah.
Carry us along, Louie.
Okay. He probably sings another song or something.
Aw.
I wish I could sing. I ask Prince Naveen, hey, so do you have any idea where there might be like a princess around here? Because I guess that's what you got to do.
Well, I am a prince. So if I marry anyone, well, I guess if I marry a girl, she will become a princess.
Whoa, no need. Oh, wait, now I understand.
Well, not to nitpick Prince Naveen, but technically that would make her a queen.
No, he would have to succeed as king first.
So we gotta make sure it happens.
And some nations are ruled by princes. They're called principalities.
How do you know that?
Salus goes, I was drastically underqualified for this conversation.
Solaris shrugs.
Okay, so I guess we need to get you to marry someone and then just kiss them and everything's chill?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Tiana, can you think of anybody that might want to marry this guy?
She's just like, not even close. I know.
Tiana, I'm getting some big tsundere vibes off of you.
What the
is
fuck
that term
is
canon in Kingdom Hearts? I guess that term is canon in Kingdom Hearts now.
God, Tiana, that's not very sugoi of you.
Can we cut on this? Can we cut on this?
Yeah.
That's our end of episode stinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
let me get a clean take. Tiana, that's not very sugoi of you. Hello, gamers, and thanks for listening to another episode of Forgotten Eras. If for some reason you wish to continue associating with our Rapscallion crew, you can find the gang on Twitter at @KH_AFE. You can find Lena, our GM, at IsMaguka. You can find Rem at REMSpeedwagon. You can find Victor, who is playing in this episode under the name Vale, at VillainVicencio. You can find Isaiah at IsaiahGames. Make sure to remember that's spelled I-S-I-A-H. You can find Nathan playing Fire Emblem Three Houses, and you can find me, Theo, at 4 Whole Moons. That's 4 as in the number, spelled out, whole as in not half, and moons as in the thing I deserve to be exiled to for having the world's most homophonic Twitter handle. I almost said homophobic, that's a real fact. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you again in the next episode.